I think what the board was looking for is more precision in this claim to dictate that if you're going to have more than these two wire legs, then when you add those extra legs, you're going to have offsets in all of those. And that would have been easily solved by simply putting in a few words.
Each.
Or instead of saying each, you could have said, wherein all the wire legs have offsets. And it doesn't say that.
It says each.
Right. And it's not unreasonable to read each as each what? Each of the at least two wire legs, which is what's required by the claim. Yeah, that's the way the board read it. And I understand the court may disagree with that. But as I pointed out, there are multiple other reasons why this claim is not patentable, Your Honor.
Okay.
At least means the same, could also have been written as two or more, couldn't it?
And in fact, in the initial, very first claim that was first filed, it was written as plurality of wire legs. That's how it was originally written. If you look at the first, the claim as originally filed, which is on page 8 of the appendix and page 8 of the board decision, you'll see a reprint of the claim as initially filed. And you'll see when it was initially filed, they didn't even use the word at least two wire legs. They just said a plurality of wire legs. And then they altered that via amendment through prosecution. But either way, does the prior art have at least two wire legs? Absolutely. And do the wire legs that the prior art have offsets? Yes, they do. Is there potentially an additional wire leg in addition to that? The board says no, the cross member is not a wire leg, but even if you disagree with that finding, simply because you add an additional wire leg, the board's view is the claim doesn't require that extra wire leg necessarily to have an offset, Your Honor.